Apostle. That's the word we're going to look at today as we're continuing to look at the names of God. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, Jesus is called the Apostle. Let's check this out. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in heavenly calling, consider Jesus the Apostle and High Priest of our confession. So the word apostle means one who is sent. It describes a person who has been authorized and commissioned to represent another person, one who is sent on behalf of another. Jesus is our apostle. He was sent from God as the Father's representative on earth. Jesus said he didn't come from heaven to do his will, but he came from heaven to do the will of God who sent him. That's John chapter 6. He taught that his work on earth had been explained in scriptures by the one who had sent him. That's John chapter 5. Jesus' purpose on earth was to please him who sent me. Again, from John chapter 5. To do his will, he who sent me to do his will and accomplish his work, he declared that eternal life is given to whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me. That's John chapter 5 again. Think about it. The Father sent Jesus. He is God's apostle to us, the sent one. When Peter stepped out on a boat and started walking on the Sea of Galilee, remember that story? He was good to go until he took his eyes off Jesus. He focused on the winds and the waves, and that initiated his descent into the water. This simple yet profound instruction is given by the writer of Hebrews. We're to keep our eyes and we're to keep our minds focused on Jesus the Apostle, the one sent from God. And when we keep our eyes focused on the one sent from God, Jesus, then we can continue to walk on the water. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to provide the way to you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.